from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
1, 2, 3, 4. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up like a sex machine. Get on up. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up like a sex machine. Get on up. Get up.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on the Sunday morning, fourth day of August. Good morning,
good morning,
and a good morning, everybody. Beautiful community of Morrow, Georgia.
Home of the Mustang.
Home of the Mustang, okay.
Right, that beautiful, beautiful, beautiful brand new school.
Remember you talking about last time we hit Morrow? You said we had a really nice school out there.
Man, state of the art everything. That's amazing.
And athletic, they got athletic facilities are all doctored
fantastic.
Up and looking great.
I mean, the stadium, the track, I mean, it's outstanding.
All right.
Yep.
Listen, two things right off the top.
Yep.
First of all, I hope the traffic has gotten better on the interstate. I got here about an hour, well, I tried to get here an hour and a half ago, but
right.
I was trying.
You made the effort.
And I had never seen cop cars lined up from the far left lane diagonally across the entire interstate, so everybody
got to get off, right?
Get off at 10th Street. So if you're going north on the connector.
Building a new bridge or something?
No, man, something was going on up there. You know, like the next exit is 17th Street, that little side, you know, it takes you over to Atlantic Station.
Right.
I couldn't even see that. I couldn't see that. And, of course, you think about everybody trying to get over. I was stuck down there by Crawford Long. The exit takes you over there. And that's where the backup started, and then it was nothing but inching. Then you had them folks that were driving on the access road.
Oh, yeah.
And trying that slick move.
Yeah, they were trying that.
And they got a couple of them got past me. And I've seen this before where a car weaved over to block another car driving by on that access lane, right? And I saw that dude get hit because somebody tried to squeeze by them and then tagged him.
Yikes.
Now, you know. I can't remember last time I was in that big of a hurry, but I just hope that things have eased off out there because it was really, really nasty earlier. Then you said something else that right off the top there I was trying to about more on. It got me thinking about I wanted to pass this. Oh, we're watching the disturbance coming up the Gulf of Mexico because we're going to get that rain.
Yeah, we're going to get a little bit of that.
And you know. It is ironic that the name of this system – as I go to deal with my father, is the name of his oldest daughter, Debbie.
Wow.
And she's up, and I told you about
really?
The car. Yeah, she just causes all kinds of upheaval.
Yeah,
that's going on. But anyway, they're saying that it should be up through the panhandle by tomorrow night, and then the remnants of it through Georgia.
That blew up kind of quick, didn't it?
Well, it never really formed out there. It was all kinds of messed up.
Usually you hear about one, it's on the way. It'll be here in 2 or 3 days, you know. And this one, all of a sudden, poof, it was here.
Yeah, well, like, as long as it breaks up and doesn't mess too much stuff up here. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. How is your remote control thumb
man,
today?
Because mine. Remote control, working that. I always have my laptop or my iPad. I'm watching stuff because there's so much stuff going on. Like right now, I'm enjoying some wonderful badminton as I speak with you.
I love me some badminton. I'm enjoying it.
The overhead camera is like remarkable for that thing, man. Folks, we're talking about the Olympics, obviously, as we had more magic yesterday and some disappointments for some. In some cases, we'll get into it in the next segment. But the coverage has been fantastic.
It's really funny to me that we go over and above for that U.S. athlete who conquers the podium and gets a bronze. But yet, when they get a silver, there's a disappointment there. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's strange how that works out. We're like, oh, she got the bronze. What's Superman, the kid who's the gymnast, did the Palmer horse yesterday,
right.
And he medaled, right? Everybody was like walking in the traffic. He was like, oh, my boy got it.
He's one of them. You know, you have those stories in the Olympics, maybe one that just pops out there that you didn't expect, and he does something at a moment, and you look for him.
Exactly.
When is he going to be on again? When is he going to be on again? And he's managed to be one of those characters.
And the one that you would not think would be that, which makes it even better.
Yeah.
So he got the bronze medal for the Palmer horse yesterday. I thought it was interesting. I watched that because I didn't have this as a training tool, but it's funny that, you know, you watch how things have progressed throughout the years with different sports. And they were showing how training begins for gymnasts who want to do the Palmer horse.
With the bucket.
The Home Depot bucket.
You know, and they're going around and pretty remarkable.
But it was perfect. It was the perfect way to learn.
Think about how they have the balance they have to have with one arm at some point. They're balancing their entire body on one arm. That's remarkable.
There is some physics involved in this because you know you got centrifugal force working with your legs and all of that. So it's not as difficult as if you were to just jump up there and then try and do a one-hand stand.
You got to line it up
all
right,
all movement. Oh, yeah, yeah,
You got to line it up right, though.
You will bust some fingers learning how to be a good horse person.
Yep.
You will just – that's one of the drawbacks of that. Any kind of gymnastics. It reminds me of like what Dion used to say about when he was playing the two sports and people thought that he got messed up more playing football. He goes, no, I got infinitely more injuries playing baseball. And they were little tic-tacky things.
Oh,
you know, mess my ankle up, slide into
the
base.
And plus, you give yourself more chances to because you're playing every day. You know, you're playing every day. Here's another chance for a pitch to come in and nick you on your hand right
behind
the bat. Things like that, yeah. Absolutely.
All right. So throughout the show, we'll be talking about the Olympics. As a matter of fact, coming up, I got a fresh casting call for you, which we'll do at 8:40. But Sam has a really interesting story having to do with the movie industry, the film industry, and sports. He's combining them both. So normally that's the segment I just sort of talk about everything having to do with the industry. Sam Gunn, he's bringing something today. So I'm looking forward to hearing about this. That's coming up at 8:40. Also, we got Corrine Reed. Corrine Reed joining us at 7 o'clock, Mr. Crenshaw.
Yep, coach from McEachern. Yesterday, we're going to have equal time for this game, right, because we had the coach from North Gwinnett yesterday and Coach Godfrey. So we're going to have Coach Reed today. That's who they will be playing in the 4 o'clock game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in the Corky Kell Dave Hunter Kickoff Classic. And look forward to talking with Coach Reed.
Okay, so we had that coming up top of the hour. Karen Pestana is going to join us again, 7:20. Kind of putting a wrap on this Olympics and tennis going on. Of course, she's going to join us just before the gold medal match between two guys that were part of the French finals, Alcaraz. Before and after.
Yeah.
Or yesterday and today, whatever you want to call those two. But they will be going at it again. What time is that thing? Is it like 10 o'clock or 11?
What's that?
Their match.
No, their match is probably going to come on around 8.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Around 8, our time.
Miles Garrett, Fox 5, will be joining us. Going to talk Falcons and see if he has another hat on there. Got some Braves opinions. And Jason Longshore. Jason will get us set for Atlanta United versus Laguna. They will go at it this afternoon. Pre-kick at 3 o'clock, kick at 4. You can hear that match, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How much did you learn about St. Lucia yesterday? And have you ever been before?
Yep, not been. I know some people who are from there, and right now they are just...
Wow.
Yeah, they're just euphoric. They're just, you know, head over heels on what was happening. Didn't realize that was their first medal ever.
Ever.
First medal ever for that tiny nation. And the celebration they showed was like pretty much what you would expect it to be.
It's one of those.
Like a little festival broke out.
Yeah, it was. And, I mean, it's part. Listen, you got St. Kitts, you got Antigua, you got Guadalupe, you got Dominica. I know this because, like I said, I was on the cruise ship. We went up and down. Martinique, St. Lucia, Barbados, St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The islands are down there. All of that stuff. So for that island that's pretty much right in the middle, to have a representative at the Olympics, not just that, but as you said, get their first gold medal. Yeah, there's waves all around the Caribbean area there,
First medal, period.
Yeah.
Just simply remarkable. But one of the things that happened yesterday that I think was pretty, you know, that has always happened at this time of year was the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
You're going to do it.
And, I'm just talking about all the people who were inducted. Mm-hmm. And just a remarkable class. And a shout out once again to a friend of the show, D. Orlando Ledbetter, who was honored at the Hall of Fame this weekend. And I asked D. Ledbetter, I said, can you join us Saturday? He says, no, I'm going to be in the parade. I said, okay.
You whip out an impression I wasn't expecting.
I'm going to be in the parade by that time. I said, well, what about Sunday morning? Well, they're going to have a party for me in Cleveland.
What are you trying to make that man wake up for?
They're having a party for me in Cleveland Saturday night. I said, all right, man. Yeah, so have a good time. Congratulations.
Yeah.
And we'll catch up with you when you get back.
And listen, I started off yesterday talking. We talked about our stories of the week, and I mentioned in there, for me, it was the induction that was going to take place yesterday of two Chicago Bear greats. Devin Hester went in, and then Steve McMichael. And I knew the one with Steve McMichael was going to be special. I wasn't sure exactly how they were going to coordinate that. I thought his wife was going to be at the ceremony in Canton. That's not what they did. They had a celebration in his room, if you've not seen the footage. And I don't care if you got blood and air running through your body, you can't watch that without getting misty. You just can't. And I just lost it yesterday watching that. Opened up on a shot of Steve. I wish they had taken a second to move his head so he was looking straight up, because that initial shot really just sort of jarred the audience when you saw that. We all know what ALS is. We've seen it in some form or another. But for that to happen the way it did and the timing of it, it woke you right up. And then his wife, you know, she straightened his head out there. And then, you know, he started looking like Mongo. But to have Richard Dent, Mike Singletary, Jimbo Covert, I'm trying to think of the other Hall of Famers.
Singletary.
There. Mike Singletary. I mentioned him. Anyway, they were all around him and some other bear. And did you notice, coach from the Redskins? Or, excuse me, Commodores.
Rivera.
Ron Rivera. And a lot of people didn't know, he played on the 85 Bears team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So they were all there. And for them to do that tribute the way they did, and it was moving. And if you haven't seen it, you need to check it out. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We are going to get into more Olympics. But you know what? One of the things I'm looking forward to also that we're going to do at 8 o'clock straight up, we got some information to pass out. We got some opinions about some things, officiating and all that. And you got a little bit of swag the other day.
You know, a special event in town with the officials, National Association of Sports Officials. A lot of people didn't know there may be a national organization for sports officials.
Well, there should be.
But they are, and they were here in our fair city. And also the Georgia officials, it was Officiate Georgia. Mm-hmm. High school officials, 1,700, I think. And a friend of our show, Spencer Smith, he calls us the time. They had a special day just for high school officials, Georgia high school officials. But it was across all sports at all levels represented at this event. And just amazing, some of the things that you see, some of the stories that you heard, and just to have them come together right here at the start of the school year and the start of football season. So it was pretty cool.
So we'll talk about that at 8 o'clock. We are just getting started on this Sunday morning. Sam and Greg with Noel on the other side of the glass. You'll be coming up here shortly. Sports Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Video 92.9 The Game, and take us with you on the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. It's the fourth day of August. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings. Still give you a little tingle? You hear this music?
Oh, yeah. Always.
You hear this? I'm trying to think of what other pieces of music that you hear, and it just kind of gets you... Gives you a little. I'll tell you what, it's going to be coming back that I'm looking forward to hearing. And I didn't hear it when the other station was using it, when NBC takes over basketball.
They're already using it.
I know, but I don't hear it on that other channel. I don't, you know. Because they don't run games over there. They're using it for something else.
What's that? No.
What are they using it for? Not NBA.
You talk. No. FS1 has used the John Tesh theme that was used for the NBA previously. They've used it for college basketball.
Okay, well,
used it for college basketball.
I believe
for a number of years, they've used it for college basketball. And whatever. And the thing of it is, when you're on there and it comes on, you're like, what?
And exactly.
Because you know what that song has been associated with for so many years. But NBC has wasted no time. They're already using it for basketball and the Olympics.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. Yeah, we've heard it.
Yeah, we've been hearing it.
Although, I'm just saying.
Say you're excited for the season and get the atmosphere back in the
That's one of those things that when you hear that.
I'm still partial to the old CBS theme from the 80s and early 90s. That's still my favorite.
You're looking live.
And Pat O'Brien at the half rolls on. That's still my favorite over NBC.
I got in a beef with that dude.
NBC, really?
And of all places, you ready for Harry Carey's in Chicago?
And that wouldn't surprise me.
It worked out fine, but there was a misunderstanding about something, and this is when he was calling into our station. Then I literally saw him at one of the Braves World Series because a friend of mine had front row tickets in the outfield, and he was out there doing reports.
Okay.
And ran into him and reminded him, and then we worked it all out. But
cool.
Yeah, I had a little. Back and forth with him. He talked to me like I owed him money at Harry Carey's. I said, you're not yelling at me in my city. You visiting.
Hey, man. He was Pat O'Brien.
He was Pat O'Brien at
the half.
Yeah.
At that time. But that is back, and that theme is already being used for basketball coverage during these Olympic games. NBC wasted no time. He said, we paid for it. We're going to use it. I think a lot of people thought that it was property of NBC, and apparently it was not.
So John Tesh is printing money.
Him or whoever it's under, you know, they when the NBC dropped the NBA, Fox picked it up for their college.
I'm going to choose this so I can, it works into what we're talking about here. But speaking of music and things being used, have you heard a certain commercial using a Beatles song during these Olympics? I mean, it's been very, very prevalent, and it's a big, I can't remember the name of the Beatles song right now, but it's noticeable because you don't hear Beatles songs. And this is a big-time company. It'll come up, and I'll show it to you, and I'll mention it. But there's a Beatles song connected with a commercial right now that has been running regularly during this Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I bring this up is because who do you think green lit that? The Jackson kids or someone? Because they own...
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
On the library,
and
right?
And are they trying to get money for Grandma Catherine?
Oh, I don't know.
No, but I'm saying that's been a beef. That's been an ongoing lawsuit.
Yeah.
Catherine Jackson is suing the kids or the estate of Michael because she may get cut out or whatever.
You know,
she can call Janet for a loan. I don't know what the problem is there.
Yeah, there's plenty of money flowing through that family. You got to tap the right source.
But you got to wonder why that was released that way. Anyway, that's all I was just thinking about. I saw that. Who called that? Anyway, so what got your attention yesterday, man?
A little bit of everything. I mean, a little bit. Obviously, this 100-meter final, for the women's 100-meter final.
Yeah.
Over for Sha'Carri Richardson. And you can't, you know, sneeze on the story of Julian Alfred and coming from us from St. Lucia and the way she came out of the blocks. I mean, she just came out and Sha'Carri was... She was scrambling trying to catch up.
She always gets kind of a slow start. She's got a second gear or fifth gear,
and
just didn't happen.
And that one, it just did not happen. I mean, she still got relays to go. I don't know if she's going to try the 200, but I know she's still got the 4x100 relays.
Right,
she's still got a chance to pick up a gold medal. But obviously, that was a disappointment there yesterday. Katie Ledecky delivered again.
Yeah,
I mean,
she
just rules the water, man.
Let me ask you, are you surprised at getting back to Sha'Carri? Did she didn't talk afterwards? Mike Tirico made a point of saying that she didn't speak to the media after the race.
Yeah.
Now, she's not the gold medalist, and that's who you talk to normally, but she was on.
You talk to everybody. And here's the thing. The way it works after a race, especially after the heat, you have, you know, you're whoever places first, they're going to direct toward network.
Right.
The rest of the runners are going to come through something called a hot zone. You wait there if there's somebody from your town that you're covering that's been in that heat race because they're all going to come down because they're going back to their coach or back to their locker room, wherever. They bring them that way because they're lining up the next race on the track. They want them off the track.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
All right? And so you line up there, and this person from your town comes through. You get a chance to talk with them, get a little interview with them. That's the way it works. You know, as far as the Olympic goes, to keep everything on schedule.
Right.
If not, you got people sitting on the track because they're exhausted. I always think it's unfair that you try to interview them and they're out of breath.
They're out of breath and they're trying
to catch their breath. But and you're right there trying to interview them and ask them a question. I'm like, man, they can barely think right now. You know, but I mean, you want that
emotion.
Right. You want that emotion. You want that reaction right after they finish. But my goodness, you wish they could let them catch their breath. Apparently, you know, Sha'Carri went off and didn't want to do it. And that's feeling a certain kind of way because we know how she had been in previous years, you know, and a lot of people felt like, you know, she had done a good job of working on the personal part of it, you know. And so I like what she did on the track. She was still congratulatory.
Yes, she was.
And that type thing. And that's the other thing about these Olympics. The sportsmanship has been great to see. In this day and time.
Yeah, go ahead. Preach. I know what you're going to say. Go ahead.
In this day and time when we got these travel ball coaches and whatever who don't want people to have handshake lines and don't even feel like kids shouldn't have to do it, and yes, they don't have to do it for that, but in schools you do because school teachers, school coaches are teachers. And that's something that you teach, you know, when it's over. You're not going to win all the time. But it don't mean you don't make that gesture of sportsmanship. And I hope that people are watching that and say, okay, if these people can still have that type of sportsmanship, they worked their lives, they've busted their you know what, just to get through the door at this event. And if it doesn't go their way, they can still congratulate the person who won. I think that's something that's a lesson there for anybody. I hope that coaches or whoever y'all, you know, whoever you work with,
parents.
Folks, and parents are also take that in. Because whatever your baby's doing, I won't say it's nothing compared to them, but they're not at this level.
No.
You know what I mean? They're not at the level that these folks are at. And if they can do it, your baby can do it.
And the bigger message is how people handle losing and embrace the lessons that come from that.
Yeah.
And why it may not be something that you notice right now, it will come.
Absolutely.
And patience is the hardest thing to instill in all of us. in those ages. It's just it. I was that way too.
That's true. That's true.
And
that's
so
true.
that's the life lessons. Is going to be a little bit tough here, but anyway, this has been surprisingly enjoyable to me because again, the way they have done this, where we find out about the results during the afternoon, and then they try to bring us in front of TV at night. I mean, I already saw that this afternoon.
Yeah,
but yet
yeah.
I have.
But you know what though? In the evening, they add something to it that you don't get during the daytime. If you notice the coverage, you get an interview, you get a perspective, you get a mic on a relative that you probably didn't get during the stream, the live production. They're very strategic about that, NBC has been. And they know that people have access to it live at the time it's happening. And it's smart of them. It's something to get people to tune into the prime time because you want to see what that extra thing might be that you're not going to get during that. You know?
And one of the things is they might have been listening to us yesterday because what did I talk to you about? I said, at some point, we got to see Snoop and Martha Stewart. In France, in Paris, with all them restaurants. And then yesterday, what'd you see? They were at a 3-star restaurant.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it was just the back and forth between, what's this? What? Oh, no, I ain't eating that. The way Snoop was. You just have to see it. And then they went and did, I can't say this word, the horse thing.
Equestrian.
No, not equestrian, the one that starts with a D. Dressage.
Dressage, but it's part of equestrian, yeah.
I have a hard time pronouncing that properly. But
is
they
that
got
the one with the dancing horse?
I got yeah.
And they got into the outfits. The horse kind of dances a little bit and whatnot. So yeah,
but it does. They get in. It's like, you know, they got into the outfit. Which by the way, what he was wearing, he kind of looked like a pimp Dracula.
Pimp Dracula. Let me write that down.
It just looked like that. It was like if Dracula became.
Wow, man.
That would be his outfit.
Wow, I'm thinking about Christopher Lee dressed up as Huggy Bear. That's exactly what.
So they did. They had that. They had a nice back and forth. They just catch Flavor though. He was. Oh, that was the other thing. Tracy's laughing at you again yesterday, because when they show Flavor yesterday and he got it with yeah boy, and then she went, oh, I heard Noelle say that. That's not how you say. And she did it just what you said. She did. I said you're supposed to say Flavor, Flavor. And she was Flavor, saying that at the house. That was in my house last night because of you.
Nice.
Flav, I'm doing the work, Flav. I'm doing the work.
There you go.
Yeah, boy.
But I tell you, of the three people that they have used, well, a few more than that, but Colin Jost, haven't seen much. I swear, he must have really hurt himself or he's not doing much stand-up. I know they cut to Tahiti not that often.
Right. Well, but, you know what? They had some rough waters out there.
Yeah, and he stepped on some coral, too, and messed his feet up.
Yeah, you know, there's delayed some things as far as the surfing part. But today you got golf. You got the final round of golf coming up. I think John Rahm is leading that. It's coming up today. More equestrian basketball. We got women coming up today. And we had women's soccer yesterday. Your girl came through.
Listen, I was sitting there.
And bailed them out, right?
I was waiting. Did you see the replay? Rodman, once again, he his family,
Trinity Rodman.
I want to apologize because yesterday I called her. I didn't say Trinity. I think I said Trisha or something.
No, anyway, you said Trinity.
I did say Trinity. I thought I said something else.
No.
Anyway, she's the one I picked from the beginning. I said, I'm going to focus on her. And yesterday she got the goal to give them the win in extra time.
Yep. Great, fantastic goal. And U.S. women move on. U.S. women's basketball coming up around 11:15 today. They play Germany, so that's something else people want to watch for today with the Olympics. So full schedule of things that are taking place today, and just it's that time you've gotten through to the second weekend of it, and you know you still got some swimming going, you still got some gymnastics to go. You know, Simone Biles picks up another you know
the vault.
Yeah,
you know, I was watching her do that. Two thoughts ran into my head. One, baseball writers. And I say that because baseball writers have traditionally been that group who decides, they're like bouncers outside of a club. They only got so much power in this little area, right? And they're going to wield it as much as they can as far as keeping people in. And they did it to Steve Carlton because he wouldn't talk to them. They're all-time greats who were kept out for a long period of time because the baseball writers felt a certain way about them. So I kept thinking about that because when it comes to figure skating, when it comes to gymnastics, those sports that are judged, there's always a judge who got, you know, they got a pebble in their shoe or something like that. And even though she did a perfect score, I ain't going to give her one. We'll give her 9.9, you know. Now, Derek Jeter doesn't get 100, you know, full entry into the Hall of Fame. I'm not going to vote for him. So I was thinking about that, but then the other thing I was thinking about was Mary Lou Retton, because it was that performance that got her on the Wheaties box for the first time, the first woman athlete on a Wheaties box, Mary Lou Retton, and it was that vault. And then I started thinking about Carrie Strug.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep,
you can do it, Kenny. You can do it.
Yeah, but to do it and knew what was on the line and knew that her performance.
And her sprained ankle.
Yep.
So she did a Pete Rose there. So, yeah, I was thinking about that as I was watching Simone yesterday. How do we describe her now? I mean, you kind of run out of things to say and describe what kind of an athlete she is. You got to put her on these Olympic athletes. Just because you see them every 4 years, or you hear about them a little bit here and there, world championship
in
between.
We tend to follow her a bit more.
Yeah, I think Simone has transcended that 4 year Olympic situation just because she's so transcended.
Well, I'm glad y'all are saying that. That's good. Yeah, because I hope that's the case. And the three of us are in this business,
right?
You got to hope that the rest of
society feels the same way. I believe she's got that. Her story, even in the last Olympics, you know, the fact that she wasn't able to compete the way she normally would, and to see what she did to get herself back to the place where she is now, is a story that captivates a lot of people. Like you say, teachable moments, things that we learn that can be passed on, and I think that's very much something we get from her, don't you think?
I 100% agree. To be able to have the capacity to take the step back from the 2020 Olympics and understand that that wasn't where she needed to be at that time for her own personal reasons, and to come back and triumph the way that she has. I mean, she's become synonymous with gymnastics. Like, you see any little girl do a tumble and you like, oh, that go for you to Simone Biles.
But the thing to me about when it comes to gymnastics, A, it's getting up every morning and going out there and doing it, and we don't see that. I mean, the thing about the Olympic athletes, they do so much of what they do in the dark, and for them to have the intestinal fortitude to get up at dark 30 in the morning and get out there and do it again, and so on and so forth. But some do it knowing that once I get past this, I'm going to be in a league where I'm going to be a millionaire. Gymnasts don't have that. She can get it. So her getting up every morning and having striving for excellence is something special. All gymnasts who do that, all the athletes and those sports that don't have a league that they're going to go to and reap the benefits of it.
No, right, they don't have the consistent eyes.
She opened her own gym.
Yeah, she got her own gym, bank,
and
you know?
That's something that'll make money a whole lot longer than other folk.
I'm gonna tell y'all the truth. Once her career is all said and done with the situation she's in with her relationship, I truly see a reality television show in her future. Don't know how long it'll be. Don't know what channel, whatever. But I truly see that on the table for her.
Is there for she wants it?
Yeah,
if she wants it. And then you got to ask yourself, maybe she wants a family. You know what I mean?
That's there.
She might want to have a family now that she got, and then she take a couple
That's
years
a
off
line.
And then come back. You know? Anyway, we are getting started. Sam and Greg, you just heard Noel. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, August 4th. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings. After a little bit of investigative reporting, we find out, I found out that the song I was reaching for that last segment was I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles, which is being used by Uber in a commercial.
I'm sure they're dropping some cash.
And they are dropping all kinds of money because it's running during the Olympics, and the Olympics, like you said, are like Super Bowl ratings as far as that. And what we're listening to right now, did you buy this album when it came out or shortly after Purple Rain?
Mm-hmm.
I asked Noelle if she could play a song from this. Give me your favorite one. We both went, we can't play our favorite one from Purple Rain.
Yeah, probably can't.
But this album hit number one today.
Okay.
So I wanted to
throw
something from Purple Rain on here. And maybe something else from Purple Rain. But yeah, 1984 hit number one. Stayed there for guess how many weeks? If you had to guess, how long did Purple Rain stay number one? It's weird, too, because today was the day that they also began the Billboard Hot 100 for the first time. And that was like back in the 50s, but it happened on this day, on August 4th. Yeah, yeah. I think Ricky Nelson was the top of it. You know, like I said, it was the 50s.
Yeah.
And he was Mr. Heartthrob. But Purple
Rain, somebody to work with him.
I actually roadied for one of his shows.
Okay.
He came through the Holiday Star Theater in Indiana, in Merrillville, Indiana, and I was working part of the road crew there, and he came through, and he had one of them covers on his guitar like Elvis used to have. I never saw anybody with that before, you know, but...
That's what you did back then.
I guess. I didn't know who he was. I'd heard his name before, but I didn't know who Ricky Nelson, and I didn't know nothing about him. Yeah, he had that one song, Garden Party, and I wasn't born when Ozzy and Harriet was...
Yeah, but that's the thing.
Neither were you.
But I remember seeing the show. Ozzy and Harriet.
But...
The family. And the person I knew became such a good friend with them, they gave him a part on the show.
Did he really?
Yeah.
He was... A friend of yours was on...
Ozzy and Harriet.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And then Ricky Nelson perished.
Yes.
In a plane crash?
Plane crash.
Yeah. So, yep. But I never did give you the answer. 24 weeks.
Whoa. I was going to say 12. Twice that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, and again, think about that. Doing this all at the same time the Thriller is out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he still came out to be who he became, having to deal with that on the side.
It's an amazing time.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Well, yesterday you thought these guys were going to take it to the Marlins again, but the Braves came just a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, just a little bit short.
Yeah. 4-3 final score as the Braves fall to the Marlins. And, you know, still got people going yard. You know, Ozuna still hitting
the
home run.
He almost hit two of them yesterday.
You know? But they come up short. And he loses game. My thing is the game coming up today and what we're going to get to see. Max Fried back. I guess you got to run him out there sometime.
And you put him on a pitch count. And you see.
You do that?
Well, what are we playing for right now on August 4th? Nothing.
I'm not saying nothing.
No. Today you're not playing.
The Phillies are backing up. Yes, we are playing
again,
for something.
I disagree. This is what I think.
The Phillies are backing up, and we got a chance to strike and reel that thing in and tighten it up. So, yeah, we are playing for something.
All of that is true.
Yeah.
But we aren't playing for any one thing specific right now. I used the pool player analogy yesterday in that when you talk about Max Fried, do whatever it is you need to do to see that he's on the course to come back. And don't overuse him. And just, like I said, get him back in the mix. Give him a taste of being out there on the mound again and knowing what's at stake for this team moving forward. So you just use him a little bit and have him ready for the next start and then the start after that. So once we get a month from now,
through three innings?
I don't know what it is. We'll wait and see, and Snitker will know. But I'm saying to you, you treat him a certain way today because you're going to need him in another week, in another 2 weeks, and you're really going to need him next month. So you don't try to win anything today. You don't try to go out there and get the gold medal today, if you will. You just get them acclimated to being better. That's my thought. But everything that you did say afterwards, because the Phillies are playing the way they're playing, and all of that is absolutely true. But you don't want to mess with this prize gem that you got. So you send them out there and you see what's what. And it's Miami. You know,
so you're supposed to beat them.
You're supposed to beat them.
Okay.
And you get the win.
That's my whole point. Let's go out there and make sure we do what we're supposed to do and handle our business.
You don't want to use that pitcher too much. But what do you think about this Phillies drop-off? How long do you think?
It's a long season. Like I said yesterday, Greg, it's a long season. And, you know, nobody is rare to find a team that just sustains it for an entire season. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a period where you hit some things. And they've had some injuries to come. The people and miss some games. But it's just, you know, just time. And they face another really good team that they're facing. And, you know, but they're way out in Seattle.
Yeah, they're out in Seattle. And not only that, they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 game losing streak.
Yep.
That's not good.
They lost in 10 last night.
Jeez.
Good for them.
Yeah. And again, you thought this was going to happen earlier in the season. I thought it was going to happen earlier in the season as far as Philly fading. But you also expected this Braves team to be a lot stronger than they are. But they're getting there. You get Fried coming back. Listen, the biggest news regarding this team happened over the last couple of days with Solar coming back. And you hope he regains that special sort of ability to give you that big knock when you need it.
Well, you just want him he's at the top of the batting order. You just want him to get things off to a good start in this revised batting order with Austin Riley batting second.
Let's see if it works. Again, play with it in August. Play with it in August, get it solidified, and work it throughout September. You don't want everybody ready to – ready to rearrange their pitching staff and know what's coming from Atlanta. And Brian Snitker doesn't give them that. Now, you know what you're getting for the most part when you get, like, say you're playing the Yankees. You know where that power is. You know where it exists. You know what you have to do to get around it. And I think you feel comfortable once you get around Soto and Judge. There were some guys who were, you know, pain in the you-know-what's in the backside, but whatever. Matthew, I don't – was it LeMathieu? LeMathieu, the guy in the Yankees.
Mayhew.
Yep. He's kind of – I mean, I've looked and seen where he's at these days, but he was one of those guys that was always like, again, a stone in your shoe. He's one of them dudes. The other guy is Paul Goldschmidt.
Yeah.
I don't like him. Not personally. I just I never like to see him always, come up to the plate.
Yep.
Would say about Ryan Howard.
Yep. Right. Something's going to happen. Something not good is going to happen.
Something's going to happen when that dude shows up there. Trey Turner. He's another one.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, by the way, did you hear about that dude on the Angels last night? Was it? Ben Joyce. Finished the game with 104-mile-an-hour fastball.
Whoa.
The fastest pitch in major leagues this year. They got the win, but 104-mile-an-hour fastball. Shut it down.
That's pretty amazing.
Now, you got to just throw that once. 104.7. So, yeah, his arms are nice today.
You would say that.
You would think so. So what you looking forward to today as far as, if anything, with this Braves team?
Let's see if they can wrap up this series in this game four, do that before they hit the road. They got a day out tomorrow. They're going to Milwaukee. They just saw them, you know, last week. Let's see if they can go up there and get wins. Let's see. Well, no, Milwaukee's coming in here. My bad. Milwaukee's coming this way. And then they go to Colorado next weekend. So, you know, they're here at home. Let's continue to eat. At home, mm-hmm. Let's win some ball games. You got a day out tomorrow. That's great to get. And regroup for a great team that's coming into town the rest of the week.
Mets once again are looking up at this team. They're two games behind. So, anyway, we'll talk more about this with Myles Garrett. He will be joining us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. You know, we talk about unbreakable records. My unbreakable record is in baseball. Right, I don't think anybody is ever going to break Cy Young's 511 wins.
No.
It's just not going to happen. There's another one that you can question, but anyway, he got the final win on this day, and it's winning 11 straight PGA tournaments in a row. 11 in a row. Scottie Scheffler had a nice run earlier this season, but 11 in a row. Byron Nelson.
Okay.
And he got the 11th one on this day. The thing about this is, dude, this dude had that car accident that messed him up, and yet he still had this.
Byron Nelson?
Was it Byron Nelson?
No, that was.
Who am I thinking of?
Ben Hogan.
I could have swore Byron Nelson had something happen to him. I'm going to look that up.
Yeah.
But anyway, 11 in a row.
I think you're thinking Ben Hogan.
11 in a row.
That's unheard
Tiger
of.
Tiger didn't even. I mean,
that's unheard of.
We saw the two greatest golfers, at least in the last 50, 60 years, and they never did it.
No.
And came close to it.
No. That is
11 in a row. So anyway, and he finished the season with 18 wins.
You know, that's kind of like Richard Petty, you know, in his prime with NASCAR. He would go out every week and be a threat to win. Yeah. You know what I mean? And you just don't get that anymore. You don't.
Yeah. There's a reason he got 200 wins, right?
Right. You know, every week he was showing up, okay, we all racing for second.
We're going to do a little switch here coming up because we have a guest coming up in the segment that we normally let you devote to what's going on locally. But
this is happening locally. This is in a way.
But
absolutely.
We're going to spend most of the time talking to the coach.
We're going to spend time talking with Coach Reed. Coach Kareem Reed from McEachern High School is going to join us next as a part of our countdown to Corky Kale, the Corky Kale Dave Hunter Kickoff Classic, which will be heard here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You stay with us on this Sunday morning. Sam, along with Greg and Noel, other side of the glass. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, August 4th. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings. After a little bit of investigative reporting, we find out, I found out that the song I was reaching for that last segment was I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles,
yeah,
which is being used by Uber in a commercial.
I'm sure they're dropping some cash.
And they are dropping all kinds of money because it's running during the Olympics. And the Olympics, like you said, are like Super Bowl ratings as far as that. And what we're listening to right now, did you buy this album when it came out? Or shortly after Purple Rain?
Mm-hmm.
I asked Noelle if she could play a song from this. Give me your favorite one. We both went, we can't play our favorite one from Purple Rain.
Yeah, probably can.
But this song hit this album hit number one today.
Okay.
So I wanted to...
Nice.
Throw something from Purple Rain on here. And maybe something else from Purple Rain. But yeah, 1984 hit number one. Stayed there for guess how many weeks? If you had to guess, how long did Purple Rain stay number one?
Oh.
It's weird, too, because today was the day that they also began the Billboard Hot 100 for the first time. And that was like back in the 50s, but it happened on this day, on August 4th. Yeah, yeah. I think Ricky Nelson was the top of it. You know, like I said, it was the 50s.
Yeah.
And he was Mr. Heartthrob. But Purple
Rain.
I know
somebody to work with him.
I actually roadied for one of his shows.
Okay.
He came through the Holiday Star Theater in Indiana, in Merrillville, Indiana, and I was working part of the road crew there, and he came through, and he had one of them covers on his guitar like Elvis used to have. I never saw anybody with that before, you know. But
that's what you did back then.
I guess. I didn't know who he was. I'd heard his name before, but I didn't know who Ricky was, and I didn't know nothing about him. Yeah, he had that one song, Garden Party, and I wasn't born when Ozzie and Harriet was.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
Neither were you.
But I remember seeing the show. Ozzie and Harriet,
but
the family and the person I knew became such a good friend with them. They gave him a part on the show.
Did he really?
Yeah,
he was a friend of yours. Was on
Ozzie and Harriet.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And then Ricky Nelson perished.
Yes.
And was it a plane crash?
Plane crash.
Yeah. So, yep. But I never did give you the answer. 24 weeks.
Whoa! I was going to say 12. Twice that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you know. And again, think about that. Doing this all at the same time the Thriller is out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he still came out to be who he became, having to deal with that on the side.
It's an amazing time.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Well, yesterday you thought these guys were going to take it to the Marlins again, but the Braves came just a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, just a little bit short.
Yeah. 4-3 final score. As the Braves fall to the Marlins, and you know, still got people going yard. You know,
yeah,
Ozuna still hitting
home
run.
He almost hit two of them yesterday.
They come up short, and he loses game. My thing is the game coming up today, and what we're going to get to see, Max Fried.
Yep.
Back. Will you? Well, I guess you got to run him out there sometime.
And you put him on a pitch count, and you see.
You do that.
Well. What are we playing for right now on August 4th? Nothing.
I'm not saying nothing.
No. Today you're not playing.
The Phillies are backing up. Yes, we are playing
again,
for something.
I disagree. This is what I think.
The Phillies are backing up, and we got a chance to strike and reel that thing in and tighten it up. So, yeah, we are playing for something.
All of that is true.
Yeah.
But we aren't playing for any one thing specific right now. I used the pool player analogy yesterday in that when you talk about Max Fried, do whatever it is you need to do to see that he's on the course to come back. And don't overuse him. And just, like I said, get him back in the mix. Give him a taste of being out there on the mound again and knowing what's at stake for this team moving forward. So you just use him a little bit and have him ready for the next start and then the start after that. So once we get a month from now,
through 3 innings?
I don't know what it is. We'll wait and see. And Snitker will know. But I'm saying to you, you treat him a certain way today because you're going to need them in another week, in another 2 weeks, and you're really going to need them next month. So you don't try to win anything today. You don't try to go out there and get the gold medal today, if you will. You just get them acclimated to being better. That's my thought. But everything that you did say afterwards, because the Phillies are playing the way they're playing, and all of that is absolutely true. But you don't want to mess with this prize gem that you got. So you send them out there and you see what's what. And it's Miami. You know,
so you're supposed to beat them.
You're supposed to beat them.
Okay,
and you get the win.
That's my whole point. Let's go out there and make sure we do what we're supposed to do and handle our business.
You don't want to use that pitcher too much. But what do you think about this Phillies drop off? How long do you think?
It's a long season. Like I said yesterday, Greg, it's a long season. And, you know, nobody is rare to find a team that just sustains it for an entire season. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a period where you hit some things. And they've had some injuries to come. The people and missed some games. But it's just, you know, just time. And they face another really good team that they're facing. And, you know, but they're way out, they're out in Seattle.
Yeah, they're out in Seattle. And not only that, they have one, two, three, four, five, six-game losing streak.
Yep.
That's not good.
They lost in 10 last night.
Jeez.
Good for them.
Yeah. And again, you thought this was going to happen earlier in the season. I thought it was going to happen earlier in the season as far as Philly fading. But you also expected this Braves team to be a lot stronger than they are. But they're getting there. You get Fried coming back. Listen, the biggest news regarding this team happened over the last couple of days with Solar coming back. And you hope he regains that special sort of ability to give you that big knock when you need it.
Well, you just want him to, you know, he's at the top of the batting order. You just want him to get things off to a good start in this revised batting order with Austin Riley batting second.
Let's see if it works. Again, play with it in August, get it solidified, and work it throughout September. You don't want everybody ready to rearrange their pitching staff and know what's coming from Atlanta. And Brian Snitker doesn't give them that. Now, you know what you're getting for the most part when you get, like, say you're playing the Yankees. You know where that power is. You know where it exists. You know what you have to do to get around it. And I think you feel comfortable once you get around Soto and Judge. There were some guys who were, you know, pain in the you-know-what's in the backside, but whatever. LeMahieu? The guy in the Yankees.
Mayhew.
He's kind of, I mean, I've looked and seen where he's at these days, but he was one of those guys that was always like, again, a stone in your shoe. He's one of them dudes. The other guy is Paul Goldschmidt.
Yeah.
I don't like him. Not personally. I never like to see him come up to the plate.
Yep.
Like you would say about Ryan Howard.
Yep. Right. Something's going to happen. Something not good is going to happen.
Something's going to happen when that dude shows up there. Trey Turner. He's another one.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, by the way, did you hear about that dude on the Angels last night? Was it? Ben Joyce. Finished the game with 104-mile-an-hour fastball.
Whoa. Oh, man.
The fastest pitch in major leagues this year. They got the win, but 104-mile-an-hour fastball. Shut it down.
That's pretty amazing.
Now, you got to just throw that once. 104.7. So, yeah, his arm's an ice today.
You would say that.
You would think so. So what you looking forward to today as far as, if anything, with this Braves team,
let's see if they can wrap up this series in this game four, do that before they hit the road. They got a day out tomorrow. They're going to Milwaukee. They just saw them, you know, last week. Let's see if they can go up there and get wins. You know, let's see. Well, no, Milwaukee's coming in here. My bad. Milwaukee's coming this way. And then they go to Colorado next weekend. So, you know, they're here at home. Let's continue to eat at home. Mm-hmm. You know, let's win some ball games. You got a day out tomorrow. That's great to get. And regroup for a great team that's coming into town the rest of the week.
Mets once again are looking up at this team. They're two games behind. So, anyway, we'll talk more about this with Miles Garrett. He will be joining us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. You know, we talk about unbreakable records. My unbreakable record is in baseball. Right, I don't think anybody is ever going to break Cy Young's 511 wins.
No.
It's just not going to happen. There's another one that you can question, but anyway, he got the final win on this day, and it's winning 11 straight PGA tournaments in a row. 11 in a row. Scottie Scheffler had a nice run earlier this season, but 11 in a row. Byron Nelson.
Okay.
And he got the 11th one on this day. The thing about this is, dude, this dude had that car accident that messed him up, and yet he still had this.
Byron Nelson?
Was it Byron Nelson?
No, that was.
Who am I thinking of?
Ben Hogan.
I could have swore Byron Nelson had something happen to him. I'm going to look that up.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think 11 in a row.
I think you're thinking Ben Hogan.
11 in a row.
That's unheard
Tiger
of.
Tiger didn't even, I mean.
That's unheard of.
We saw the two greatest golfers at least in the last 50, 60 years, and they never did it.
No.
And came close to it.
No. That is.
11 in a row. So anyway, and he finished the season with 18 wins.
You know, that's kind of like Richard Petty, you know, in his prime with NASCAR. He would go out every week and be a threat to win. Yeah. You know what I mean? And you just don't get that anymore. You don't.
Yeah. There's a reason he got 200 wins, right?
Right, right. You know, every week he's showing up, okay, we all racing for second. You know.
We're going to do a little switch here coming up because we have a guest coming up in the segment that we normally let you devote to what's going on locally. But
this is happening locally. This is in a way.
But
absolutely.
We're going to spend most of the time talking to the coach.
We're going to spend time talking with Coach Reed. Coach Kareem Reed from McEachern High School is going to join us next as a part of our countdown to Corky Kale, the Corky Kale Dave Hunter Kickoff Classic, which will be heard here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You stay with us on this Sunday morning. Sam, along with Greg and Noel, other side of the glass. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.